We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the new parak, the second parak of Parak Chagiga. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Darshim Ba'arayis B'Shloisha. Right now the Gemara understands it means that you cannot learn the parasha of Arayis with two Talmidim, which means B'Shloisha, which means you and the two Talmidim. That's what it means. Right now the Gemara learns it. That means altogether three people it cannot be learned. You have to learn one-on-one Arayis. The Gemara thought right now, Loi Maisa Bereshis B'Shnayim. You can't learn Baisa Bereshis B'Shnayim. You're not allowed to learn even with you on a Talmud, you have to learn it yourself. But Leib Makav Yachid, right now, where it says you can't learn it yourself. Elam Kedah Yachacham Eivim Daita. Only if he's a Chacham and understands it, then he can learn it himself. That's what we learn right now. Now, what does it mean, Maisim Makav and Maisim Bereshis? So, Rashi on Nafi Gimel Ralph explains that it means there's a Brisa called Maisim Bereshis, and there's a Brisa called Maisim Makav. Like, Maisim Bereshis would mean like Sefi Yetzira maybe. These Brises you cannot learn. Whatever the halacha is, but two, one, we'll see in the Gemara, but you can't learn this regular, like a regular limud, because they're very hard, and you have to make sure you get a klar. Taisus says something in Maisa Bereshis. Taisus says it's the shame membeis oisiyos, hayotzim Bereshis. That's what Taisus learns. That's what it means. It means these hayach ezach, and you can't learn, with a certain amount of people, which we'll see in the Gemara a little more about that. Mishnah says further, anyone who is a ma'ayin in these four things, rosu loy, which is royal loy, ki'u loy ba'alaylam, it's better if you never came into the world. Which, what are the four things? Ma'la ma'ila, what's above the sky, above the chayas, what's above, ma'la mata, what's under them, or under the world, ma'la fnim, ma'la achar. So it's two parts, ma'la fnim, ma'la achar. Either means what's to the east, the other side of the world to the east, and what's to the west. Or it means what was before the world and what's after the world. That's the Rashi likes to have shot better. What's after the world? You know, these four things, if you think about them too much, it's better you didn't come to the world because it can make you crazy and you can lose your emunah that way. Everyone was on Hashem's kavod. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. It's royal they didn't come to this world. So now the Gemara will come and explain the first part of Mishnah. It says, Ein Darshim Barayis, B'Shloisha, Lois, Ma'as, B'Reisha, B'Shnaim. These are halachas. Amu B'Reisha, V'Loim Merkava B'Yachid. Which we understood mean, even yourself you can't learn, because everything meant, even with the Rebbe. So then it says, V'Hada Amrit, Elam Kein Hoye Chacham, Mevim Medaitai. And then it says, only if you are a Chacham, or stand by yourself. The question is like this, that how can you learn a B'Yachid if you don't understand it? So it doesn't make sense. You're not learning a B'yachid unless you understand it. What do you mean? If you're learning a B'yachid, obviously you understand it. So what's the case that you can't learn a B'yachid? So what's the pshat? It makes no sense. It's more hachkama. It means now without not when you say these numbers, not counting the Rebbe. Hachkama. Ein darshim v'arayis lishloisha. You can't teach three people the parasha arayis. The Gemara will explain why. You can't teach three people arayis. It means you and three. But loy b'maisiv reishis nine. You can't teach two people maisiv reishis. But loy b'makav liyachid. You can't teach one person. A Merkava, unless he was a Chacham Eivindaita. He can understand himself. You won't have to explain him too much. You, obviously, the Rebbe, you understand it already, but you cannot teach a Talmud unless that Talmud himself has a certain understanding to it, and he won't ask you too many questions. He'll be able to understand it himself. Because it's not Roy, it's not appropriate to ask questions back and forth on Maisim Merkava. So now the Gemara explains the reason why you can't darshan by Arayas for Shloisha. In darshan by Arayas for Shloisha. You can't darshan the parasha of Arayas with three people, which means two, three people, you can't. You can't teach three Talmidim. Why not? My timer. So more first of all, it says a pasuk. Yilei Mishum Dechsev, Ish Ish Al Kol She'el B'Sharoi, and we dash like this. Ish Ish is Trey. She'er B'Sharoi Chad. V'om Rachmano is Sikir V'Galas Arba. You shouldn't get close to Megalas Arba. So you see from these psukim that three people shouldn't come close to the parasha of Arayis. That would be the Havin and Drasha. So he's dashing ishish to mean two. El miyat, the chsiv says in the pasuk ishish kala lakov. It says in the pasuk if ishish who's mevarach es Hashem, and says v'nasa chetai. So you can tell me so two ways to learn this. So you can tell me you only could teach it to two people, and that's what the Rechnan learns. But Sfer doesn't say he lo sikavu legalas ever. Doesn't say that. So others learn you can tell me only two people are chayiv or ishish ashitim mizaral and meilach. Only two people are chayiv. When they do avodah zara, hakinami. So obviously, ishish doesn't mean that. The lahanu meboyle lerabis sanochrim shemizor malbirkas Hashem val as avodah zara ki yisrael. Elamai ishish is telling us that goyim machayiv on birkas Hashem ishish. Val avodah zara also ishish the chayiv goyim also chayiv ki yisrael. So Hainami, here also by the parish of Arias and by the little rabbis and Akrim, from his arm Arias Kishol, Ishish by Arias also. I think just that Goyim was a Chayiv Arias Kishol. So it's not a drasha to mean two people and then you have She'er Besari third and saying you can't teach three people Arias. It's not what it means. Ishish coming to Marbe that a Goy as well has the lochus of Arias. Hello, try not a drasha. Nechsev says in the passage, Vishmartim is Vishmarti, Vishmartim is Trey, Vishmarti is three. So you see only three chad, mishmati chad, Amar Rachmana altogether three, but Amar Rachmana levilti ases mechukas teivos. You shouldn't do his chukas teivos. You see from here, you can't teach three people. So it's also not a drasha. Elam atach siv shmartim as a shabbos, shmartim as a mitzvahs, shabbos we know or watch the mitzvahs, shmartim as shmeres hakodesh, which is kachim and truma. So these things you're telling me hakanami, it's two, only two people. Again, it can't be the drasha. Elam arvashi. My ain darshim v'arayis p'sloisha, it's a svaro, it's not a pasuk. And it's, the pshat is like this. Ain darshim is sisri arayis p'sloisha. You don't darshin in, sisri arayis means things are not mafurish, like bita imam nesasai, or aim cham of aim chamasa, which means the mother of your shver, the mother of your shvigar, that's aser in arayis, that is called sisri arayis. You don't darshin that to three people, only to two people, only two tamidim. Why? My time is svaro, it's a svaro. If you have two Talmidim, Yasvi Kamei Rabbi, sitting in front of the Rebbe, right? So Chad Shokov Tar by the Rebbe, let's say one has a question, starts talking to the Rebbe. What does the other person do? He listens in. He listens in. But let's say you have three Talmidim. What happens when one Talmid is talking to you? What do the other two Talmidim do? They smooze with each other. So they're not going to hear what the Rebbe said. Tlosa Chad Shokov Tar by the Rebbe, one of them talks to his Rebbe. V'hanich Trei, the other two, Shokov Tar by the other, they talk to each other. V'loi Yoda Mai Kamar Rabbi, they don't know what the Rebbe says. V'asla Mishri Yisur V'arayis, they had come to be, to allow Yisur V'arayis. That's why we don't allow this. Freyta Gemara, Yachi Kolo Taira Nami, the whole Taira also be careful not to teach three people. Why? Because you teach you one, the other two are going to shmooze, they're not going to hear. So Arayis Shani. Arayis is different. Omamar, Gezav Arayis, Nafshi Mechamdos Som Mesavos Lahem. Gezav Arayis are two things people have a big taiva for. So worried that they can make a mistake there faster. Why? Because they're Mara Heter. They're going to make a new own drasha to fit for their taiva. And therefore, it's much more important that they should have people listening, the right amount of people listening. Yachi Gezel Nami. So Gezel also shouldn't teach three people Talmidim Gezel because they might make a mistake. Zogdemar, no. Arayis, being fun is a fun. Arayis, people have Nafesh Yitzrei have a lot of Yitzhar in it. Say if the right, the znus is in front of their face, or even if they think about it. But Gezel, the only time a person has Yitzhar for Gezel is Befano, Nafesh Yitzrei. Shalei Befano, Nafesh Yitzrei. If not right in front of him, he doesn't have a lot of Yitzhar. If it's a much bigger Yitzhar for Arayis over Gezel, even though they're both put together in this Memra, but Lamais says much more Yitzhar for Arayis, and therefore we cannot teach three Talmidim Arayis because we're worried that while one is talking to his Rebbe, the other two will schmooze and they can miss out the pshat, they can make a mistake. And why this is different the whole Torah? Because they have bigger tire fits, they'll make a mistake faster. But loy ma'aseh bereishis v'shnayim. You're not allowed to teach ma'aseh bereishis, which means a brisa of ma'aseh bereishis, like a brisa of sefer yetzira. You can't teach it to two people, to two talmidim, only one on one. You only could do one on one. Not immediately. Torah Rabbanan, pasuk says, learns it from a brisa. Kishal no yomim. The brisa learns it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, kishal no. So we darshin kishal no yom rishonim yochid shoyl vein shnayim shoylim. It says loshin yochid shal no yom rishonim. One person asks, not two. Yochol yishol adam kaidim shnivraylam. Maybe you can even ask questions to your rabbi about things that happened before the world was created. Like we said, this is like called ma'alef nim. From the day that Hashem created man on the land, which means that's when you can ask questions. So Yochel Yishol Adam Shesh Me'Breishis. You know, the Adam recently was only created on the sixth day of creation. What about talking to your Rebbe about the first day of creation, the first, second, you know, first 5 days, first 6 days till Adam originally was born? Tamalema, that you could do also. Yom Rishonim Ashahoyul Fanecha, like the first days that were in front of you. Yochel, but you can't not before that. You can't ask anything before that. Yochel Yishol Adam Malamala Malamata Malafnim Malachar. Here it's Masha, it means all different directions. Are you allowed to ask what's on top of the world, what's under the world, what's to the right, what's to the left? Tamalei Mekseh Hashemayim Mekseh Hashemayim. From sky, one end of the sky to the other end of the sky. That's it. You can't ask any more than that. You can't ask any more than that. So upon him, the Gemara makes a drasha from here that it means he can't ask anything above, anything under, anything to the right, to the left. And there was another drasha, the Gemara said, you can't ask anything with full creation. Like this. Once it says that you only can ask from what's in the mechitzos, so then we know already you can't ask what was before the world. Because anything that was before the world's created is out of the mechitzos of Shemayim. So you already now established mechitzos Shemayim. That's it. You can't ask anymore. So what are you, the pasuk, lemin hayoyim, asher adam hayo al haaretz? That pasuk that says from that you only can ask from lemin hayoyim, asher bara lekim adam al haaretz. What are you the pasuk for anymore? Because we already know that it's only mechitzos Shemayim. That pasuk is Rabbi Lazar. So you see that Adam was v'ala oretz ad mekseh shemayim. The Adam was so tall, so big, he was from the oretz into the sky. The kivin shesarach. Once he did aver, near Kosh Baruch Yadar Love, Kosh Baruch put his hand on him, umiyut, made him smaller. There was two creations, Ochar v'kedem. Adam Rishon first was created very, very huge, and then he got smaller. V'tasha salai kapecha. And Mitzvah, we'll start this again tomorrow, and we'll explain exactly what this means, that Adam Rishon was from the ground to the sky, what exactly that means. We have to touch it up, tomorrow's daf, and daf yud beis.